This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, you are thirsty for everyone. Thank you that this thirst has already drawn the holy to joy, and we, the living, are ever being drawn and drunk. Yet you, O God, still thirst and long for us. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. There are certain tunes that evoke certain feelings and memories in us. For most of us who grew up about the time I did, this particular tune I'm sure brings some sort of memory. He's coming.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Mr. Rogers. There is a certain comfort, a feeling of safety, of security, of acceptance that comes across in whenever I think of him with that sweater coming on to the screen. Here's another one that does the same thing for me, especially the lyrics. Thing from Cheers, these words. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Great images, comfort, acceptance, being believed in. Having that resting place, that place to go, Jesus talks about it today. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, rest stops, literally translated, places that we can go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. This is what he promises. It is incredible that Jesus, where we are in the story, because even though we're in this Easter season, this gospel takes us back before all of that. But look what Jesus is doing in terms of making clear how accepted, how believed in each of those disciples and we are. And then this Philip, remember, is the one who at the Sermon on the Mount and the loaves and fishes says, where are we going to get enough food to feed all these people? And poof, Jesus multiplies the loaves and the fishes. And you would think that Philip would get it by then. And yet here he is saying, Jesus, just show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Philip. How long have you been with me? Don't you understand what I'm saying? I am in the Father's in me. Jesus does not give up on them. Think of these frail disciples who constantly mess it up, and yet Jesus says, I believe in you. You know all these wonderful things that I have done? You will do these, and greater than these you will do. Wow. It's like that second reading that we heard from 1 Peter, where we hear, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Grab onto those words. Peter is speaking to us. You are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people set apart. God saying to us that I believe in you. How often in our reflection and in our prayer, and we'll do it shortly after I finish this sermon, we'll stand and we will say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. Well, maybe we are forgetting too often that God believes in us. And it is that comfort, it is that acceptance, that believing in that is truly what we celebrate on a day like this, Mother's Day. There was a woman back in the 14th century. And she had, as a young girl, experienced the loss of several family members and friends through the plague. And then following that, the Hundred Years' War erupted. And then following that, later on, there was another outbreak of the plague, and she lost more friends and family. And in the midst of all that, she decides that she wants to become what's called an anchoress. A person who would have a room built off, attached to the church, with a window where they could have food brought in, and where you could have counseling appointments come and meet with you, and a window that would be onto the sanctuary of the church so you could participate in the church services, and there you would live out the rest of your days. Now, given the history that I just gave you about her life experience, probably not a bad idea. We do not know what her true name was, but because she was connected in her anchoress cottage to the Church of St. Julian, she comes down through history known to us as Julian of Norwich, if we can put up that first PowerPoint slide. And we see where the city of Norwich is located in the eastern part of England. And we go to the next slide and we see one of the classic representations of Julian of Norwich. Now, she is usually depicted with cats. She is depicted with cats because in those days, they not only had three-letter word cats, they had three-letter word rats. And the cats took care of the rats. And so one of the animals that anchoresses were allowed to have in their little cottage were cats. And so she had cats, and she comes to us today as pretty much the patron saint of cats. Now, you also see, if you look closely, she's holding something in her other hand that is not on the cat. It is a hazelnut. What happens with Julian of Norwich is that she had prayed to God that she would in some way have suffering such that she could relate to the sufferings of Christ for us. What ends up happening is she has visions, showings that she calls them. And they just happen to take place on the evening of May the 8th, which is why we celebrate her feast day during this second week of May. She has these, what are called the revelations, and she writes them down in a book, which becomes the first book written by a woman in the English language, The Revelations of Divine Love, in which she talks about these visions. In one of those visions, she has an experience with a hazelnut, tiny little hazelnut. And this is what she writes about it. In this he showed me a little thing, the quantity of a hazelnut in the palm of my hand, and it was as round as a ball. I looked thereupon with my eye of understanding and thought, what may this be? And I was answered thus, it is all that is made. I marveled how it might last, for I thought it might suddenly have fallen to nothing for its littleness. And I was answered, it lasts and ever shall last because God loves it. And so all things have the being by the love of God. In this I saw three properties. The first, God made it. The second, God loves it. The third, God keeps it. She came to a realization that just as we talk about the birds of the air and the lilies of the field that God cares for, that small, fragile hazelnut that God created, God takes care of that, and God will take care of us as well, as long as we remain connected to God. It's the same as this comfort that we talk about, this acceptance, this being believed in. The opening prayer that I prayed is an adaptation of Julian's words about God believing in us. And as you see on the icon painting, she concludes her reflections by saying, "All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well." Classic words, words of comfort, words of acceptance, words that we can proclaim when we know that God believes in us. Now, I was looking for some new materials that we could use on this Mother's Day that would bring across this motherly theme. At our fraction today, we're going to sing a hymn that is based on the words of Julian, because she came to understand that when we understand God in this way, as one who accepts us, as one who believes in us, we can't just have the image of God as our Father, because this is a very motherly image of God. And so we need to look as God, as a mothering God, and hence the hymn we will sing. But there is another hymn that I ran across that is in our new hymnal called One Voice, and it was written by Sidney Carter, the one you know who wrote The Lord of the Dance that we sing here often. But this is one of his lesser known hymns, at least here in this country, but it is very popular in pubs. Let's see if we can show this particular version of that song. It sort of has a cheers theme to it.
Good day to sing it. The cold weather leaving us briefly.
It's on page 14 in your bulletin.
Loud are the bells of Norwich and the people come and go.
Starts too high, you gotta start over.
Loud are the bells of Norwich and the people come and go. Here by the Tower of Julian, I tell them what I know. Ring out bells of Norwich and let the winter come and go.
Well, it saved us from having a music rehearsal for our last communion hymn today. But we will be minus the Guinness for our singing of that hymn after communion. But I think it captures a feeling of comfort. It captures a feeling of acceptance. If you've ever been to a pub in Europe, in Ireland, or in England, or in Scotland, there is that feeling of no matter who you are accepted here. This is what we celebrate today. First letter of Peter started today. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. Julian uses that very image to talk about Jesus, giving us spiritual birth of by the blood of his cross, feeding us with spiritual milk so that we can become the spiritual beings to which God has called us. He trusted his apostles and trusts us to carry out that mission. He believed in them and believes in us even to die for them. There's nothing we could ever do to make Jesus not believe in us, not to have faith in us, to carry on his mission in our day now, since he has gone from this earth. I don't think there is any other image that we can capture of someone who does that best or images that love more than a good mother. If for some reason in your life it wasn't or isn't your mom, somebody believed in you along the way. Maybe you couldn't accept it along the way, but someone believed in you or will believe in you. But for the lucky among us, it's our moms. Because somehow they knew from the stirring of us in their wombs who we really could be. They saw this goodness in us and never stopped believing in us. Your mom believed in you. Perhaps she was damaged by life and couldn't express it in a way you could hear it. Perhaps she believed in you with such a fierceness that she ended up becoming too critical of you. But she believed in you. She did her best to believe in you. Even through all the hurts that come from being family together, she believed that you could be great no matter what you do wrong. She gambled that you were worth her life. And so she spent her life helping you become what she believed you could be. She saw you as a person of great possibility and therefore could never write you off. Jesus is saying to his own today what a mom would say to her own. I see your goodness in spite and through your faults. I know you are capable of a great love. You have great possibilities. And he pays the ultimate compliment. All these great things that I do, you will do them too. And not only that, but greater things than these. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. A good mom believes, like Jesus, that her kids can be greater than she was. It doesn't get any better than that, to be believed in. This is what we celebrate today. We thank God for mothers who were able to image that mothering love of Jesus. And we pray that that love of God will make up for any lack of our own experience. And we pray that we might be able to image that same love one to another. And if we do, our words will be Julian's. All shall be well. All shall be well. All manner of things shall be well.